West African mediators are trying to get warring sides in Liberia to sign a formal ceasefire to improve the atmosphere for peace talks in Ghana. The mediators say the ceasefire in fighting is absolutely necessary for the peace talks in Ghana to be a success. Wednesday in Liberia, the mediators received assurances from rebels and the government that they would stop fighting so the peace talks can begin in earnest. Now the mediators are trying to get a formal ceasefire signed by the end of the week by envoys of the warring parties in Ghana. Two rebel groups control more than two-thirds of Liberia, but they have been unable to reach Monrovia Center. Their offensive onto the capital stopped Tuesday, but it created a humanitarian catastrophe. Foreign aid workers, most of whom have left Liberia, say the fighting displaced about 1 million people. Mr. Taylor also faces external pressure. He is under United Nations sanctions for supporting rebels in other West African countries. Last week, he was indicted for war crimes by a UN-backed court in Sierra Leone. Mr. Taylor took power after winning elections in 1997, 8 years after launching his own rebellion. During that war, more than a dozen peace deals were signed and broken. Rebels now say they will only take part in the talks in Ghana so they can demand Mr. Taylor's immediate resignation. Stephen Ellis, author of The Mask of Anarchy, a book about the Liberian War during the 1990s, says even if Mr. Taylor leaves power, it will not mean peace for Liberia.
I really think that Charles Taylor now can't escape from the situation he's in. I think we will see an end to the rule of Charles Taylor in Liberia in the very near future. Now, unfortunately, that's not going to bring in itself peace or stability to either Liberia or West Africa. Unless there's a major international intervention in which the United States would have to play a leading role, I'm afraid that there's going to be continued instability in Liberia and the region. And I must say that at the moment I can see no signs of the U.S. being prepared to make that sort of effort.
The U.S. State Department has called for the establishment of a government of national unity and new elections. Liberia was founded by freed American slaves in the 19th century as a haven of liberty, but it has been thrown into chaos by years of civil war. The current insurgency started in 1999. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Abidjan.